Hello, and you're listening to WGLZ Radio, College Radio, where you're Apache Vocal. Hey folks, how's it going? It's Taylor yet again. It's my final interview. I'm kind of sad. I'm going to miss this place. But that's all in good spirits. I really did have a lot of fun this year, meeting a lot of amazing people on campus. Excuse me. There was a lot of amazing things that I've learned, and there's one last final thing that we're going to learn today, and that is with Professor Ingrid Loy. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you for having me today. I appreciate it.
Of course, of course. And, I just got a random message. I'm so sorry. My parents are coming up to help me move, so they're kind of messaging me back and forth. Again, apologies.
That's a
big
deal. No.
Yeah. Finals week. It's crazy. Sorry if I'm stumbling, too. Again, just anxieties everywhere. But anyways, let's get right into this interview with Professor Loy. And I just wanted to ask, as I usually do with everyone, where did you come from?
Well, I actually came very close from here. I grew up in Wellsburg, West Virginia. A lot of you know where Drover's Inn is. I actually grew up about a mile from there. So I'm pretty close.
Wow, that is really close.
Yeah.
Dang. And what schools did you go to when you were growing up?
I actually came from Brook High School.
Okay.
And my undergrad is here from West Liberty University. And my graduate is from Wheeling when it was Wheeling Jesuit University.
So. Oh, gotcha, gotcha. And when did you come to West Liberty?
You mean first time or the second time?
I'd say the first time.
I came in the early 90s. I spent 4 wonderful years. It was actually 4 fantastic years.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do a lot on campus. I was actually Topper the Bear.
Oh, really?
So when I was here, I was the first Topper the Bear. It came out of hiatus after 25 years. I was the first Topper the Bear, and I was from 92 to 96.
Wow.
So it was really a great time. Spent a lot of time with the basketball and football teams and cheering them on. So yeah.
That's cool. And it's kind of going on topic of that. How different would you say? Well, I assume that it got an upgrade over time, of course.
Yes.
But how was it whenever you would put on the mascot and just kind of was there for the team? Did you get that team spirit? You know what I mean?
There was something about putting that costume on. It's like you could dance, you could move around, and you were completely somebody else, kind of like acting.
Yeah.
I do reprise the role every once in a while if need be. I've done it for some alumni games. I've done some different things. It still smells the same even though it's a different costume, but there's still a smell to it.
Wow.
And it is a lot of fun. It's to see the little kids mm-hmm. light up when you come in is really exciting. But honestly, to see the college kids light up as well, they are always willing to take pictures with you, and
yeah,
it's just it's West Liberty. That's the culture we have here. So
yeah, that's really cool. I never realized that you were. I mean, I did hear the talk when we were meeting, kind of for the first time. You were Topper Bear, but I didn't realize you were that for so long.
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
I had the jacket that said mascot on the back, but of course back then we were West Liberty State College.
True.
Mascot, but
right.
Yeah, still proud of it.
That is so cool. And you did go to West Liberty for business, correct?
I did. When I was Topper the Bear, mm-hmm. I actually came here for business.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked kind of the question if the school has really changed. And I can say yes, as far as looks, the school, we've gotten some upgrades. But as far as how friendly this campus is and the culture, it has not changed.
That is good.
It's home. And I know I say that and it's kind of cliche, but before I even came back here to start teaching, mm-hmm. When I drove on campus and went to those two pillars, there's something about being home here. You know, I also went to Wheeling Jesuit University, and I've never gotten that feeling anywhere else. So it's just the culture here. It's very inviting. People are mm-hmm. very friendly.
Oh, yeah, that is for sure. There's a lot of friendly people who just love to help you and all that type of stuff. It's just, that's amazing. And I really like this area. I'm glad that I came here other than West Virginia University. Excuse my apologies. But... because that's such a big school. Mm-hmm. And that would have been my dream as well, to go work there. Well, work. Study there. Mm-hmm. But in reality, coming here as a student to learn about being a broadcast major and doing entrepreneurship on the side as well for a minor, I can sense that type of homeness
mm-hmm.
that I get every time I come back. I'm like, oh, freedom. Oh, the blessings. Oh, the trash can, trash trucks coming by at 6 in the morning waking me up.
Yep.
And my good old alarm clocks. But, yeah, that is so cool. And what types of business I assume there's like different types of businesses you've kind of worked with over the years as well, because after college, I assume you've went to off to another place.
Absolutely. After when I graduated from here, I actually spent 20 years in industry before I came back and started teaching. And I love that, because when I was a student here, I had a professor. It was his very first year teaching, and he was actually from Wall Street. And he really taught about like his adventures in New York and really brought that in the classroom. And I remember sitting second seat back, I said, I'm going to do that one day. One day I'm going to go out and work, and I'm going to bring that knowledge back into the classroom and not just teach from the book, but I'm going to teach from experience as well. And this was always my ultimate plan later on in life. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize I'd be doing it so young, but this was always my plan. Mm-hmm. But being able, because I worked for the High Technology Foundation out of Fairmont, West Virginia. Mm-hmm. I worked for the NTTC down at Wheeling Jesuit University. And then I also worked, before I came here, was 12 years at Eagle Manufacturing. I was their director of marketing. So internationally, nationally, did all of that, catalog, magazines, you name it, we did it. And now I get to bring that into the classroom and share it with my students.
That is quite amazing, though. Like, that type of experiences, even just before then, to have it, doing that 20 years of work, and then bringing it to the classroom, that's really what's going to help the business majors and a lot of our upcoming students as well. That's really good. And also, a Wall Street professor, kind of. That is.
Yes, he was from Wall Street. Yeah, he actually worked on there, and they wanted to come home. They wanted to come back to West Virginia, so he kind of did it. I followed in his footsteps, and actually I had him in graduate school, believe it or not. He was one of my professors, so I said, you're the reason I'm getting this degree, and he's like, what? And I shared the story with him. He goes, that is so cool. So, yeah. It's a friend of mine till today. He really
that is.
Cool.
May I ask what his name is?
Ted Pauls. Ted Pauls. Yeah. Doctor. Ted Pauls.
Doctor. Yes. We always cannot forget the doctors.
Yes. He worked hard for that.
That is so cool. I say that's so cool because, like, meeting a lot of people, just even professors, and learning some of their backstories, again, that is super cool.
It does.
It's because it shows you what people do just on the sidelines or just in general to help, again, bring their knowledge into the classroom as you were doing. And as Dr. Ted Pauls.
Yes.
My bad.
Yeah, he brought it into the classroom. Mm-hmm. And he was hard. He was not an easy professor, undergrad or graduate. He was not easy. But he demanded that because that's, you know, it's what was expected in industry as well.
Oh, yeah. Industry is very hard. Even just anything in general can be very hard to work with. Mm-hmm. So I also wanted to ask you, well, we've already figured out, you know, what was West Virginia like back then and when. I wanted to also ask about some of the changes, I mean, buildings-wise, when you came around. What was different building-wise?
Well, when I was here, we didn't really have the AARC. There was a gym there, but we were not able to use it because there were some faulty cracks in it due to the ground moving. It was no fault of anyone's, just the earth. So we actually had to move back into what we call the pit. So the gym that's right across, you guys practice it and everything, that was actually my senior year. That's where we had our games. That's where we cheered. That's where we did everything. So that new gym, that new facility was not there. The football field, to the magnitude that it is now, was not here. It was still wonderful, but it wasn't here. The dorms have definitely changed as well. I know either Boner or Curtis has gotten a huge upgrade with, you know, being able to have the large bathrooms and not be community bathrooms anymore. So seen a lot of great changes, but one really awesome one is Shaw Hall was not used when we were here.
Oh, really?
Where the BIC is right now is where the president's office was. So that was actually where President Campbell, when we were here, was, and his secretary, Mrs. Maxwell, was there. And then I was so excited to see that beautiful building be renovated and be used, because it was what you saw as soon as you pulled on campus. So that was the one big change. And the president actually used to live in the alumni house. So President Campbell actually used to live in the alumni house. So, yeah, cool. I mean, a lot of changes. Great changes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I also wanted to ask about that kind of changes as well for the quad. There was a lot for that, too, like events-wise. Did you do a lot of events on the quads as well?
We had graduation on the quad.
Oh, wow.
At a couple points, we had graduation on the quad. We had events all the time. The Greek Week was on the quad. Just volleyball like we have now. We were always on the quad. Blankets on the quad, your shorts throwing frisbees, tripping over each other. It was a very – we rollerbladed through the breezeway. I couldn't jump the steps, but some other people could. But it was that. Those were some of the fun things that we did. A lot of community involvement, like a lot of student interaction when I was here. So yeah, it's nice to go and be in Main Hall and look out the windows and have the windows open and hear the laughter. To me, that's West Liberty.
Yeah, just having that home sense, as we talked just a little bit about before, is definitely a big one on this campus.
I could sell this campus all day long just by the culture that you come to. Mm-hmm. And I hear that from students all the time. They've gone to other schools, and they come here, and they're like, they're amazed at the just when you come here and just that feeling of home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, so we're going to take a short break, but folks, we'll be right back. Anyways, you're also listening to WGLZ Radio, College Radio, where we are passionately vocal. Hello, and you're listening to WGLZ Radio, College Radio, where we are passionately vocal. Hey, folks, welcome back. I'm here with Professor Ingrid Lid. Lid? Oh, my goodness. Names are not my forte today. Ugh. Anxiety. Professor Ingrid Lowell. I'm gonna fail this. I'm so sorry, but we are back here again with her, and we were just talking about how she came here to West Lib and just basically kind of just start talking about how it was home, and you also coming here as well as a younger student in the 1990s to be a business major, and now you're back and you are the instructor of marketing. Is that correct?
Yes.
That is so
cool. To follow in my mentor's footsteps, Professor Jean Bailey.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That is so cool. And now we're just going to get right back into more of the questions that I have for you. Speaking about business, I wanted to ask you about the business major in general. What do you guys do to get your students ready, or some type of preparation to get them ready for the outside world or whatever they plan to do after college?
Well, I mean, I can talk to what I do for the marketing students. I know that a lot of us parallel this with the other professors, but I can't kind of talk to what exactly they do in the accounting major or the finance major. But as far as marketing, because marketing, you know, we kind of march to the beat of our own drummer. Mm-hmm. We have to know those foundations. So we have social media coming up. We have traditional media. We have all those great things. So my students go through the gamut of all those classes. They go through a retailing class. They go to integrated marketing class. They go through social media class. But once they get to my final classes, once they get to marketing research, mm-hmm. because to me, marketing research is the hub of marketing. They have to be able to go through that process. They actually physically, each student does a full-out market research project that they have to present. All right. Some of them do it for actual companies. Some of them do it for companies that they have chosen. But then once they get to my capstone marketing management class, they have to write a full market plan for a local company. I usually have about three or four groups within the classroom. Mm-hmm. They have to not only write it, do all the research for it, but then they have to present it to the client in a full RFP designed type meeting. And so what I do is I incorporate a lot from the books, but then I also incorporate a lot of the real world as well. I want them, when they leave this campus, I want them to know the foundations of mm-hmm. marketing, because every business is going to train you the way they want you to work. But I want them to know the foundations, know what to look for, know what to research, and to be honestly be able to stand on their own 2 feet. And I've had alumni students come back, and they say that's one thing they love about West Liberty University and their business classes is because our classes are so small mm-hmm. that they're able to, like, you know, as a larger university with 500 students, you don't get the opportunity to get up in front of your class and your peers and be evaluated and to really put that whole presentation out there. So we do that. We do that right in our classrooms.
And you were saying something about RFP. What is that? Can you explain that to me?
Oh, an RFP is a request for proposal. Oh, so I give the students a request or proposal for mm-hmm. a marketing plan. So basically what they become is a agency that is bidding the business. Mm. So they have to listen to the client, talk to the client. Physically, they're literally, you know, they have to sign a confidential agreement. They're talking to the client. These are real businesses. We just did Coleman's Fish Market for them. She loved all the plans. And they just presented last Friday. So an RFP is a request for proposal.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And when you were speaking about the real world, and just we were talking also about, you know, your professor, Dr. Ted Pulse, mm-hmm. When he came from Wall Street, he was not very easy with his classes. Mm-mm. Because he also wanted to get you ready for the real world, and you were also doing the same thing as well, correct?
Yes. I want them to be prepared. Going easy on them, not going to help them after they get out of here. But my students are fantastic. I can honestly say they put their best. We're graduating, I think, 18 marketing students this semester, and mm-hmm. I can honestly say I would hire every last one of them. They are fantastic.
And congrats to those 18 for graduating. That is so cool. Good luck also in the business world. Mm-hmm. I wish you the best of luck, and also from West Liberty as well.
They've already got jobs. They've gotten accepted to some big schools. Yeah, they're going on for their master's. They're doing great.
That is some seriously good faith, and I love that. I love that. But I've also wanted to know, what kind of programs do you do for the business department from just what you have worked with?
Just for what we actually have a swag shop in the College of Business. So we have our very own College of Business logo, a tiny little swag shop. It's all bright yellow that my students help manage. We choose what clothes we want. We do like a special Christmas ugly sweater t-shirt every year. So we actually have a swag shop that's managed within there that you can get the College of Business logo, not just West Liberty. It's the College of Business logo. Really cool stuff in there. We have a marketing club. Now, the marketing club's been in a little hiatus because of COVID and everything, but we are coming out of that. But we do have a marketing club where we will do things. I think we did a vision board this year, so the students got together and they actually kind of looked at what they were looking at for the year on a vision board sense and a marketing sense. And then we actually just did Thrift West Lib through Wear It Wise, that net impact, really pushing the education side of, you know, how many clothes end up in the landfill and how we're not, you know, trying to push the whole go to Goodwill or anything like that is great, but really getting the message out there, our carbon footprint and 60% of clothes that we buy within a year ends up in a landfill. Correct. And get away from that. And from that, our students have really kind of requested to do a Thrift West Lib and actually have a shop on campus, which is something we're exploring. So it'll essentially act like an simulated workplace at the end of the day. So that's what's in the works for the fall. So stay tuned.
We were talking when I was talking to Professor DeWitt. We were just talking about that. And again, that was super exciting. Almost threw out my back trying to carry those clothes. But again, that was super fun. And I would love to honestly work with that again.
Yes.
Even though I'm just a broadcast major, I would love to.
It's for everybody.
Of course, of course.
It's not just the College of Business. It's a sustainability umbrella across all of us just being educated. So
right. Yeah. And if you ever do, please reach out to any of the professors on the communication board. They would gladly love to help.
We'll reach out to everyone. Oh, so yeah. Yes, everyone is welcome. No one is excluded. I honestly feel like this is going to be a bigger animal than any of us is anticipating. So
I'm so excited to see the numbers and see how it goes.
Yes.
But anyways, we're going to wrap this up. And I just wanted to say a few words before I leave. I was super excited to do this at the beginning of this semester. There was some ups and downs, but that's okay. We're human, we all make mistakes, and that's what you learn. And with business, there's a lot of mistakes that do happen, but you also learn.
As long as you learn the lesson, it's all that matters.
Yes, that's all it
is. Forget the mistake, learn the lesson.
That is true. That is very much true. And I hope to hopefully do this as well whenever I graduate college, do my own radio show, or just go work for radio somewhere in the valley or even out of state. But again, thank you so much all for listening. This is Taylor Marty signing off. And yet again, folks, you're listening to WGLC Radio, College Radio, where you're passionately vocal. I hope you all have a great summer.